And the, some boys must say, yes, I like that. You can recognize him as a Brahmin group. This way, classification coming. And Kshatriya's nature, fighting spirit and maintaining to others, and some a religious person, he must be maintained, and keeping the prestige to others, he will fight with others in the way of religion way, religious way. His nature you can call Kshatriya. Sometimes, if you ask who wants to fight for your country, somebody will say, yes, we want to fight. Until death we must fight. Then you can recognize they are Kshatriya. This way, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, four class, and also another one class, they not want to come in rules and regulation and going random, doing random, and what they are doing, that is very bad. But not actual language, bad is not actual.
What they are doing is not acceptable to society.
Yes, acceptable to society. That is called antarja.
Antarja means outside.
Outside of varnasram.
Yes.
A five class, classified by the rishis. And who will follow the nature of Brahmin? He is Brahman. Who will follow the nature of Kshatriya? He is Kshatriya. That is, four ashram, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, they guided by the Vedic religion. That is the varnasram dharma. But really, it is varnasram, but another thing is that the transcendental world, they are also classification. And they are calling the Daiva Varnasram Dharma. Mane, who is always associated with the consciousness of Krishna, but maintaining his life in Varnasram through Vedic system, that is called Daiva Varnasram Dharma, and we are follower that. If we cannot follow if we cannot maintain that life, that is you can say it is fallen life. But from the starting, if we center in our life the Krishna consciousness and we follow, that is the Daiva Varnasram Dharma. Follow the Vedic rules, that is called Daiva Varnasram Dharma. But sometimes they cannot properly follow, but no harmful that. Shraddha shabde vishwas kai sudrira nischoy, Krishna bhakti kaile sarva karma krita hai. They are going over the Varnasram Dharma. And Guru Maharaj preaching over that Varnasram Dharma. That is a higher conception than Varnasram. Guru Maharaj is Guru Maharaj. He wants to establish the Daiva Varnasram Dharma in this world. What for? Now everybody will follow the Krishna consciousness, Krishna conception. Everybody will follow the Krishna consciousness practitioners. That's called sadhu. Who is practicing Krishna consciousness, everybody will follow them. This way, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur wants to establish the Daiva Varnasram Dharma. But where is our goal? there also some system that is proper adjustment with transcendental world. In the transcendental world, there are so many groups are there. But we are all the exclusive followers of Radha Krishna and Mahaprabhu.
Who is practicing? He is also called sadhaka, right?
Yes.
But there's also another class of man who is following devotional service. He's not sadhaka anymore, isn't it? Besides sadhaka, there is also who is beyond principles, who no longer is sadhaka. He is more higher person.
If he's 24 hours, he engaged for the service of Guru Gauranga or Radha Krishna, under guidance of the Guru, he is following the principle of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gauranga, and he is worshipping the Radha Krishna. That is Guru Gauranga and Radha Krishna. This is our guideline. And 24 hours, who is practicing? He is sadhu. Practicing means sadhaka, but who is practicing, he is sadhaka. But sadhaka is also stage, many stages of sadhaka.
But if somebody is on the platform of prema bhakti, then he is no longer just sadhaka, right?
No. Who is practicing prema bhakti?
Who has come to level of prema bhakti?
Who has come to level of prema bhakti? He is also practitioner. His practice, he is doing. Prema level, they are also practice. But not a stone. He is not a stone. He has willing, feeling, thinking, and that way he is moving. And what he is doing, that is the seva to Radha Krishna.
But I thought, like the explanation in the verse, apichet sudara charo, he may do, who is on the highest level, his actions may not be understood by everyone who is sadhaka. Sometimes they may be looking at him and not understanding.
Yes. That is, we can say, Chaitanya Charitamrita, they are saying, the three stages of Vaishnava, you read it. Three stages of Vaishnava. One, primary section. Second, higher secondary, up to higher secondary section. And third level is the university section. Who is practicing? Very junior level, he is first grade Vaishnava. Who is practicing up to higher secondary, he is second grade Vaishnava. And who is practicing over the higher secondary, he is the higher level Vaishnava. There are also some classification. Classification must be there. My five finger is not same, then everybody not looking like others. He has some personality, he has some special willing, he has some special feeling, and that way he is going, but in a line. Sometimes we are looking the tube light, sometimes looking bulb, sometimes looking the mercury vapor. Everything is electricity, everything showing his
light
through electricity. But first necessary electricity in the heart. Then which bulb you will put there in the holder, he will show that type of life. That is rasa vichar, that is called rasa vichar. Rakhi santo, dasya, sukha, vatsalya and madhur. Five kind of rasa. That is higher level, that seva going. As a different mood. Different service, avastha, servicing level or practicing mood. Everything is different. Every heart something. Rupa Goswami to Raghunath Das Goswami, they are also some different servicing mood. Which way servicing Rupa Goswami? Das Goswami following Rupa Goswami. But speciality is there, something special he is making for Krishna. And Sanatana Goswami, he is Guru of Rupa Goswami, but they are also something separate preparation they are making for Krishna. But everything going belongs to Krishna. And that is the electricity. That is transcendental life. First necessary to God, the transcendental life. Then we go step by step. And which is our own property, we can see there and show there and offer there. Correct, Maharaj?
You are saying
that. Yes. It is very true, no problem. Explaining in English is very difficult, but I am trying to explain. What shall I do? This is my duty Guru Maharaj has given me. In Bengali, in Sanskrit, I have no problem, but in English is a little problem to speak. But I know it is transcendental thing. Then heart to heart, what vibration going in your heart, that must take place if vacant for that knowledge.
If you open your heart.
Yes, open your heart, then it must will go there. And necessary to make there some place for consciousness, Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness is very soft thing and very sensitive. That is bhakti, called bhakti. Bhakti is very sensitive and not going everywhere. Mane, in the Shastra said, Kotishyoti Mahamune. Mane, Koti Mukta Mante Durlab Ak Krishna Bhakta. You explain, Maharaj, this?
Then
you know this.
I think that among many millions of persons, there will be one Krishna Bhakta.
Ah.
Among Koti more than millions, many millions.
Yes.
It's a Durlab, very.
Then, that is our life. Goal of our life. But if we got less something, a little bit, sarpam apiyasya dharmasya, sarpam apiyasya dharmasya, tlayati mahatobhaya.
And if we get a little bit, it will take away any
connection.
Fear.
That is the,
Take away the greatest fear, actually, the greatest fear.
If we can make like a radiogram in our heart, then we can knob, we can
turn on
the knob and we can hear the sound.
Fine-tuning,
adjusting. It is necessary to make our heart properly receiving that sound, transcendental. And sound is not only sound, sound coming with his form, sound coming with his service, sound coming with his paraphernalia, everything.
When Guru Maharaj talked about that, when he say it is a haitupi yapradiyata, then he said that is coming down.
Yes.
And he says, a high to keep because it is existing on the higher level, and a pradyata, when it comes down, nobody can stop. It is coming by itself.
Yes. Now electricity coming, and if you touch, you will be shocked. Before not was that. Like this. But it's not, it is example. But example is not said. But electricity will burn and Krishna consciousness will remove not born. We are telling born, for example, but he is not burning. He is removing all the bad elements, bad natures, bad everything. And where is living that entity? He is making his own ashram,
place.
Ashram? Ashram is not place.
His own home, shelter.
Oh. This is ashram?
Oh, ashram, okay. Seat. His own sitting place.
Yes, sitting place.
I thought you say ashram.
Ashram. Sitting place. He himself making. Krishnaram Bhargata Vam Vishaya Vasanarani Morchitta Sarajale Rubitatta Moruhumi Shomo Karna Randa Patadiyar Hidimaje Prakashya Borishahe Sudha Anupama Hidaya Haike Male Jivhara Grite Chali Sabdurupe Nachyana. When he will take the place in our heart, he will dance and I shall not chant, he will dance in my tongue. That is the main thing. But we are waiting when that day will come to us. And we are praising that consciousness always. We are getting from our Guru Vaishnava proper channel. We are getting that things, but we must worship that. We got the seed of that knowledge. Now necessary to plant. And planted seed will show his form. Is it in this correct manner?
Yes, but planting the seed then gradually the plant will show itself, show
yes,
its form.
Yes, yes. Spanish?
Okay.
Explain it.
Primero ella preguntó acerca de Ivarnasham Dharma. His problem is you're talking about the fine adjustment in the heart, to make some adjustment in the heart. But she's saying she finds that her ego doesn't permit her, that her mind is not permitting her to make that fine adjustment in the heart, because always coming some interference from the ego and from the mind. And she says that is her greatest problem. She doesn't know.
It is not only a heart problem, it is everybody's problem.
And he said, no, it's solamente su problem. It's a problem de todos.
And for that, we need the Sadhu Sangha.
Y para eso necesitamos Sadhu Sangha, Asociación de los Devotos.
And good practitioner. We need the association of good practitioners.
La asociación de ellos que están practicando bien. Buenos practicantes.
This is positive.
Ese es algo positivo.
And negative way, we must try to avoid the ego and illusionary environment.
Y la cosa negativa en lo que podemos evitar es de evitar el ego y el medio ambiente ilusorio.
How shall we go about life? I feel that my heart is very much committed. I feel very sincere. I really feel, she said this problem, I know it existed, but many times I feel my heart, you overcome this. That I have the life that I must keep on, people charge on me, the life that I must do all many things, working normally as I would always do in a big company, and do all the things that I always did. I know I must do, but I know I am not like I was before. I feel that I am very much different.
Yes.
And I say, oh, how do I do now? Many times I feel confused, not about the judgment in my heart, because I think that's okay. I don't know. My heart is full of love, but I feel very much confused about my life. I
She's saying she doesn't have any problem accommodating the idea of her heart. She can feel that, but she doesn't know how to act in this world because she doesn't have any problem with that, but other people, she has to relate with them, many things she has to do in this world. And that, sometimes she finds a conflict of, you know, what she's supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
Because one interests her heart and another maybe some social obligations, some responsibilities.
Yes, it will come. And Mahaprabhu said to Rupa Goswami this answer. But the answer is little hard for others, but that is true. Mahaprabhu gave the answer to Rupa Goswami, Parabhyasalini Nari Padravi Gyokarmasu Tanivasa Vyatanta Dravasangamasayana. Who newly married? I am not exactly explaining, but I am showing the line of this sloka. It is not exact explanation. Exact explanation is more hard to hear. But I am showing the line, who newly married, what he will think. In Indian customs, he cannot see his husband's face whole day. Whole day he cannot see his her husband's face. And husband also cannot see his wife's face and not getting association with his wife. But they both always thinking when night will come. When night will come, everybody will go to his bed and husband's father, husband's mother, everybody will go to rest, then I shall go to rest. But that is not his resting time. That is not her resting time. That is for pleasing his husband time. And husband getting that few hours, then sun will come, another day will start. That is, he is waiting for that very moment when he can please his husband and husband can please his wife. But the whole day he is working, whole day doing his service in his family. He is maintaining to others. Everything he is doing, he is cooking, he is cleaning, he is doing, at all time he is thinking his husband pleasant. Is it?
Yeah, I was thinking what Rupa Goswami...
Rupa Goswami said to...
Yeah, he said,
Mahaprabhu said to Rupa Goswami this.
He said about
this way you maintain your spiritual...
He told about wife and paramour.
He told it is paramour, but I am telling wife also. First wife
then.
In India, especially Bengal, like paramour. I do not know. But
yes.
This is the idea. But you always keep full in your heart, full your heart within Krishna consciousness. Think always Krishna consciousness. Remember the everything of Guru Vaishnava and Krishna. Chant Krishna name and do other pleasant work for your society, your duty, you make your duty in this world, everything, but mind you keep a certain place, that is Guru Vaishnava Bhagavan. Especially near, your Guru is very near to you. First, an advisor, you can say Guru is your advisor, Guru Mata, Guru Pita, his father, his mother, his son, his everything. This way, you take advice from his and association of Guru. When Guru is not there, Vaishnava and scriptures and always try to maintain your heart within the Krishna consciousness. And do your outside work, no problem.
And this is a great Gradhuva Mente by Mayigar.
They have some family life. Living? You are living?
I live with my parents.
Parents.
Mother, brother.
You're not married?
Do his enseños eres maestra in the school?
I am a teacher. But I was working as a secretary in a big company. And I was doing some translating job.
Oh, very nice. You can. English to Spanish?
Yes. Portuguese.
Portuguese.
And Spanish and Italian.
She is Italian.
You are Italian.
I am Italian, and I live in Brazil.
Then you can make many seva for Krishna, many service. And yourself?
Yes. 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 Yes.
Yes.
Yes. She has no longer, she is separated from husband, but she living with her sons. And they are, one son 16 years old, and like that. They're all grown persons, bigger persons. And she has her family there. Trabajas?
Trabajo productos naturales.
Productos naturales. Natural food.
Products.
¿Y qué haces, por ejemplo? Bolo,
cakes. Bolos. She makes natural foods and sells them and things like that.
Pero yo me gusta, me gustaría mucho de me definir más como persona, mi naturaleza real. Si hay realmente necesidad de varias profesiones como hasta hoy.
Yes, that's enough. I do not English, then you can speak anything.
I would like to know from you what would you like we make in Ecuador?
In
about
Ecuador?
Yes, the
ceremony. I would like you to know what you want them to do in Ecuador.
I always want some service. Here or there, that is no problem. You can serve from there, you can serve here. Anywhere. You can stay and you can serve. Service is all life. I do not know what is the...
But I would like to know exactly which kind of seva would you like. For responsibility we take this seva, no? I don't know which kind of seva to like that we make.
Prabhupada hai Krishna seva Vaishnav sevan sarvakshan kara Krishna naam sankirtan. And this type of question come in the time of Mahaprabhu. Also devotee of Mahaprabhu, they asking this type of question and answer also in Chaitanya Charitamrita. The service to the Guru Vaishnav. Please to Guru Vaishnav. Prabhupada Krishna Seva, Vaishnava Shevan. And Sarvakshan Kara Krishna Naam Sankirtan. And always you chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. In which position you are, no problem. And there is no restriction. And try to serve what is possible this way. To serve Gurudev, serve to Vaishnava, and what is ordered coming, not ordering, Guru Maharaj, Guru not ordering, Guru always praying that my disciples must still go this way. This is my prayer to Krishna, that he must have got, or she must have got, his service to you. Krishna, you bless them. This is the Gurudeva's earnest desire. And they also will try. In grihastha life, they first maintain their grihastha life, but God-centric. Understand? Yeah. Krishna is the center of his family. And they will try to please the Krishna with his family service. Mane jat karoshi, jat asnasi, jat juhoshi, dadasi jat. Jat tapasyasi kaunteya tat kurusya madhapalam. This way, grihastha life he will maintain. Understand?
Yes.
Yeah. What you are doing, you must do something for Krishna. What you are taking, you must take the prasadam of Krishna. Jadasnasi, jad juhoshi. What fire sacrifice or anything sacrifice you are doing, do sacrifice for Krishna. Jadyoshi, dadasi, what he wants to give you, something, you give to Krishna. Dadasi, jad tapasyasi, what he wants to sometimes meditate or sometimes austerity, no? Tapasya? Austerity. That also do for Krishna. Like that, you are not feeling well, but your service to cleaning some parts of the deity. You cannot do, but you are trying. That is sometimes tapasya. This is called. And otherwise, tapasya is, everything is tapasya. Mane, when you want to satisfy Krishna and do not want to look yourself, that is tapasya. Krishna said, what you will do, that you must do for me. You are in a grihastha life, you are thinking you have child, you are thinking you have father, mother, and necessary to please them. You try to please them for maintaining your spiritual life and environment good. If you not will give some food to your child, then they will cry, and your, that disturbance will come to you, and they cannot maintain their health. That's also disturbance for you. Everything for you, but you not will do everything for you. You will think, Krishna sent me this boy for maintenance, and I shall try to maintain him for the service to Krishna. This way, everything belongs to Krishna. This is the main, that is called God-centric family. What a kivala? Family life. God-centric family life. Where is God is in center, and life going in this way. And you can see in Bengal, all India, everywhere, everybody's house, some form of deity, maybe Narayan, maybe Giriraj, maybe Radha Krishna, maybe Vishnu, little temple. Maybe not temple, but little room, but maybe not room, little picture case, like this. And they are there, worshipping and trying to please the Lord. But everything coming through the coming and going through lens. That lens called telescopic system, it is. telescope, there is so many lens, that is Guru Parampara. And we cannot send directly, that is going through Guru, everything. Telescopic system, you are sending to your Guru, Guru sending to his Guru sending to his Guru. But it is not the postal system of this world. Postal system, when you will put this, you will come 5 o'clock or 10 o'clock or 12 o'clock and take the letter and go to the post office and he will read, but not that type of system. This is called Shatapatra Vedanyaya. 100 leaf. Leaf? The plant?
Leaf.
100 leaf. At a time you can pin up within a second or half second, no? Understand what I'm telling?
No, for the pins.
100 leaf in a bunch. You put a middle.
At the end.
I'm very auspicious there. Mane super auspicious, you can say. Guru Maharaj, in his last time in this world, always. Yes. Okay. Guru Maharaj, in this world, he manifests his pastimes. Lastly, always Guru Maharaj is telling, Gal Nithai, Gal Nithai, Gal Nithai. Very. Lastly, Guru Maharaj only taking the Tananda Prabhu's name. And Narottam Thakur said it in his song, Ki Nitai Karuna Haru Bhuji Dharha Krishna Pabi Dharu Nitai Charana Dukhani. Only by the blessings of Nityananda Prabhu we may got the Radha Krishna service, service to eternal and close service to Radha Rani and Krishna Jamuna. And Nityananda Prabhu brought there today, and yesterday was Varaha Deva's appearance day of Varaha Deva. You know Varaha Deva, and but may not be know this town and village called Kolodip. Kol means Varaha, and Varaha Deva is এটাকে মানে বারাহাদেব ইজ মানে ইনচার্জ অফ কলদ্বীপ হিজ ওন প্লেস ভক্তিগণ ঠাকুর সেড ইট যে মাই ইংলিশ ইজ ভেরি পুয়ার বাট ওয়ার্ল্ড ইজ নট পারফেক্ট ইনচার্জ নট পারফেক্ট ওয়ার্ল্ড
predominating deity.
Yes, is Barahadev. That is his name, Kola. That is this island is Kolodip. And here in our temple, Lakshmi Barahadev is present. And Lakshmi Barahadev came here very miraculously. Lakshmi Barahadev before was in a king's house, and after that there are many disturbances creating in that house, and that king gave to a big pandit, mane super big pandit. He have 8 degree in Sanskrit. Master degree. 8 master degree in Sanskrit. this Lucky Baradeva was in his house. And there also creating very disturbance. But there's so many happening there. Then that Pandit, when Guru Maharaj went for Digvijay, Digvijay, you know?
Conquering everybody, defeating everybody.
Yes, yes. Yes, that is Digvijay. Guru Maharaj went for Digvijay, that place, that is called Mugberia. Mm-hmm. And that time Guru Maharaj defeated all the Pandit. Jayadhar Maharaj took Guru Maharaj. Jayadhar Maharaj cannot manage, cannot preach there. That is, Jayadhar Maharaj prayed to Guru Maharaj, if you go there and do Digvijay, then we can preach there. Then Guru Maharaj has gone that place. Yes? Please be seated. There. Then Guru Maharaj has gone that place and 7 days meeting. Maybe seated there.
No problem.
And that's happened, 7 days meeting. And all the Pandits defeated by Guru Maharaj. And they are very affectionate with Guru Maharaj. Not only defeated, but with affection. And they praising to Guru Maharaj so much. And the head of the Pandit, super degree, who is holding, he offered Guru Maharaj. He said, this deity always creating everywhere some disturbance. You be sitting there, Prabhu, no, here is God. Then Guru Maharaj said, yes, you send in my temple. In my temple is known Shalagram Shila. Then you can send the Lucky Baradeva there. I think Lucky Baradeva wants to go there. That is, he is creating disturbance everywhere. Then that Pandit sent the deity to And that Pandit get Lucky Baradev to Jayadhar Maharaj's mark. But within 15 days there are many disturbances created. Nobody can stay mort. Many things happening, miracles happening. And bad. Then Jayadhar Maharaj is very fearful, and Jayadhar Maharaj wrote a letter to Guru Maharaj, Ji, you please take your deity. Then Midnapur is very far.
South of India?
South in Bengal.
South in Bengal.
But far for me. I was that time not very good traveler. Then Guru Maharaj told to Jayadhar Maharaj, just send the deity in Calcutta, Gosai Maharaj's mark. And Gosai Maharaj will send here. And Jayadhar Maharaj sent the deity to Gosai Maharaj's mark. And Gosai Maharaj think, I have got one Shalagram Shila. It is very good, I shall not give to Sridhar Maharaj. And you have much affection for Guru Maharaj. If he will say, Guru Maharaj, I want this, Guru Maharaj must will say, yes, yes, he can. This was relation with Gosai Maharaj. Then he is thinking, oh, Shalagram come. When he come, then I shall keep him. But within 15 days he has mort. Many things happening there. Then Gosai Maharaj thought, oh, this Shalagram is not very auspicious for my mort. And Gosai Maharaj wrote a letter to Guru Maharaj, Ya Maharaj, your Shalagram in my mort, please take it as soon as possible. Then Guru Maharaj sent me to Calcutta, go and bring the Shalagram Shila. Then I went to Calcutta and they told many things happened, many disturbance from the villagers, from the many things. Then I took the Shalagram and took here this mark. And Guru Maharaj said, what happening every hour? Why happening every hour? You see, what is the name of Shalagram? Then Guru Maharaj advised me, you try to see the Shastra. Then I have seen Hari Bhakti Vilas and Guru Puran, and there I have seen his symptoms, many symptoms of Shalagram Shila. I have seen the Chakra, etc., etc. Then I told Guru Maharaj that this symptom, Lakshmi Barahadev symptom. But before nobody told his name. Then Guru Maharaj said, yes, you are telling Lakshmi Barahadev, I think also Lakshmi Barahadev, and he is the Kolodipa's master of Kolodip. That is, he wants to come here. But for doubly sure, you wrote a letter to that Pandit. Then I wrote a letter to that Pandit, and that Pandit answered, yes, it is Lakshmi Barahadev. Then Guru Maharaj said, oh, this, for this cause, he is not staying anywhere. This is his own place. That is, he wants to come here. But his worshipping is very difficult. Then you worship it here, and every day you offer the sweet rice, nicely make sweet rice for Lakshmi Barahadev, and specially for Lakshmi Barahadev you offer every day sweet rice. We are offering Mahaprabhu every day sweet rice, but Guru Maharaj said, no, not like that. Specially made for Lakshmi Barahadev. And from that day, we are worshipping the temple and by the brahmacharis. And from that day, everything growing very quick of this mount. Before, no building was here. No temple, no building. That time only Krishna son were staying that building, downstairs, only three rooms. And nothing here. But after coming Lakshmi Barahadev, everything very quick growing here. Temple, Radha, Gandharva, Govinda, Sundara, everybody is very happily staying here. Yesterday was Lakshmi Barahadev's Abhibhav here. And we, but Akadashi, Bhoimi Akadashi, that is, today is festival for his remembrance, appearance, and also Nityananda Prabhu's appearance day to day. You know Nityananda so, Prabhu so much merciful. Where Mahaprabhu some causes to give the Krishna prem, Krishna nam, there also Nityananda Prabhu taking everybody who is doing some offense, Mahaprabhu chastising him. But Nityananda Prabhu taking him. You know the Kaliya Krishna Das's name in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Kala Krishna Das. He went with Mahaprabhu to South India and tour and preaching. But he was in difficulty with some woman. He can go anywhere. But I do not want to take responsibility. He is not a responsible person. But Nityananda Prabhu said, "Yo, yes, you, if you not wants to keep him, I am taking him. No problem. I am sending to Navadvip now." And Nityananda Prabhu gave the news to Sachi Mata and others, devotees, "Ya Mahaprabhu come back from South India." And Kala Krishna Das with Nityananda Prabhu, his all whole life he spent. And Nityananda Prabhu was very merciful. Where Mahaprabhu is angry, there also Nityananda Prabhu keeping the devotees in the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu. Premamatta Nityananda Kripa Avatar Uttamadham Kichu Na Kare Vichar. He is always intoxicated with the name of Srimad Mahaprabhu. And he is very, very merciful for the fallen soul. Ar uttam ar ham kichu na kare bichar, who is good or who is bad, he is not looking at. Really, all over this world, chanting the Mahaprabhu's name, Krishna name, it is by the blessings of Nityananda Prabhu happening. Otherwise, it was not possible. Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, both are born in Brahmin family, and Mahaprabhu took sannyas, and he is maintaining the rules and regulation of sannyasins. But Nityananda Prabhu don't care. By the Mahaprabhu's name, he was always intoxicated, and he knows the Mahaprabhu. And he distributed Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu distributed the Krishna Prem, Radha Krishna Prem in this world. Anarpita charing chirat korunaya avatirna kalau samarpait unnata ujjalara sangsa bhakti sriyam unnata ujjalara as jahemor chittabas jahamor bhaktadhana pran. Always Mahaprabhu wants to give Krishna Prem to the fallen soul, who is not offensive to Krishna and Krishna Bhakti. But Nityananda Prabhu, he is very much merciful. Maybe he fallen soul or good soul or anything, bad quality, Nityananda Prabhu not looking him. Nityananda Prabhu only looking his faith, and he is giving faith to him also, supplying the faith. That is very, many difficulty. Faith is our, property, gist, faith. But that faith also given by Nityananda Prabhu. If Nityananda Prabhu not appeared, nobody can understand Mahaprabhu. And it is told in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Bhagavat, where is Mahaprabhu's glorification and a whole life history with Mahaprabhu's preaching program. Everything is there. But everywhere they glorified Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur, very intoxicated mood. Glorified. Oh, কি যে disturb করো না, একে ইংরেজি বলতে পারি না, তার উপর তোমাদের ওইসব কাজ। With an intoxicated mood, Nityananda Prabhu always glorified Mahaprabhu. And Vrindavan Das Thakur, he is writing Chaitanya Bhagavat, the Leela of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But he is glorifying Nityananda Prabhu so much, then Mahaprabhu. We surprise sometimes, who is big, Mahaprabhu or Nityananda Prabhu? He is writing Mahaprabhu's Leela, pastime. But he is glorifying Nityananda Prabhu so much, then Mahaprabhu. Also Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, he also doing like that. But what for? Now first started the preaching program through Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur. Mahaprabhu, when appeared in a form of preacher in Navadvip, that time he gave order to Nityananda Prabhu and Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur, je suno suno Nityananda, suno Haridas, সর্বত্র আমার আজ্ঞা করা হোক প্রকাশ, প্রতি ঘরে ঘরে গিয়া করো এই ভিক্ষা, বলকৃষ্ণ ভজ কৃষ্ণ কর কৃষ্ণ শিক্ষা। হ্যাঁ, ইহা বই আর না বলিবে না বলাইবা, দিন অবসানে আসি আমারে কহিবা, তোমরা মাগিলে ভিক্ষা যেই না বলিব, তবে আমি চক্র হস্তে সবারে কাটিব। দিস ওয়াজ মুড অফ চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু, হি অর্ডার টু Nityananda Prabhu অ্যান্ড Haridas Thakur, he chosen 2%. Kailas Thakur, he gave many examinations of Vaishnavism before. Mane Chandka ji, the governor, maybe, of Navadvip, like governor that time, Muslim mane head, he chastised many times to Haridas Thakur, but can't control. And he also influenced by Haridas Thakur. And Nityananda Prabhu, he always intoxicated with Krishna Prema and Mahaprabhu's Prema Sampad, intoxicated. And he had no Bhajyogan. Sometimes Nityananda Prabhu nakedly coming to Shachi Mata's house. Naked. He do not know he have clothes or not. And he comes to Shachi Mata's house and he told, where is Krishna, where is Krishna, like that. And Mahaprabhu said, oh, you have no clothes. Why you are naked here? Oh, I do not know. I am naked or not. Like that. And there are Vishnu Priya Devi also. And many devotees, Mahaprabhu talking with the devotees. Then that time Mahaprabhu said, Javani Modira Jodi Nityananda Dhare Tathapi Brahmar Bandha Kahajur Shavari. If you see Nityananda, he is mixing with very bad society, or he is taking intoxication, wine, Madira means wine. He can do everything, but when Brahma will see him, he always fell down in the lotus feet of Nityananda Prabhu. This type of his position, Mahaprabhu told his all the devotees. And his kopin, you know kopin? His kopin, Mahaprabhu, piece by pieces, distributed to every devotee. This type of Nityananda Mahima, Vrindavan Das Thakur, Kaviraj Goswami told, Saṅsārer pāro hoiyā bhaktir sāgare je dubibe se bhaju nitāi chādare. If anybody wants to leave this mundane attachment and wants to victory, defeat to Maya, if anybody wants the Krishna prema and Krishna bhakti, he must will worship Nityananda Prabhu's lotus feet. And only Nityananda Prabhu can give this. Nitai pada kamala koti chandra sushitala jechaya jagata juraya. Narottam Das Thakur, he was a good servitor of Lokanath Goswami, his guru. And he was also king's son, Jubaraj, king's son. Prince. He was prince, Narottam Thakur. But he left everything. And he told, by the Nityananda Prabhu's blessing, it was possible to let everything of this bandit attachment. Also Raghunath Das Goswami, young age, and married young girl, and he had much property. His father was like a king, but he wants to go unto lotus feet of Mahaprabhu and wants to leave everything, but he cannot do that. But one day Nityananda Prabhu in Panihati come near to Raghunath Das Goswami's father's house, and that time Raghunath Das Goswami heard Nityananda Prabhu come in Panihati, and he gone to Nityananda Prabhu's lotus feet. And after looking him from far, Nityananda Prabhu blessed him and said, "Yes, you come to me and I shall arrange your sansar chuti." Maharaj, what is English? Sansar chuti? You must leave your mundane everything. I shall arrange for that, but you first feed us with some food, give some food us, and if we satisfy, then I shall give my blessings to you." Then Raghunath Das Goswami arranged many things, flat rice and milk, condensed milk, and kachagulla sandesh, dahi, cards, cheese, everything, and cola, the ripe banana, etc. And Raghunath Das Goswami was rich. Then he arranged thousand of thousand followers of Nityananda Prabhu, and for everybody he arranged much prasadam in Panihati. And Nityananda Prabhu, he very satisfied and blessed to Raghunath Das Goswami, "I am giving my blessings. Your sansar mundane life gone." And after that, Raghunath Das Goswami met with Mahaprabhu. Before cannot. Met with Mahaprabhu, or cannot leave his sansar. But after that, the blessings of Nityananda Prabhu, he had done it. Also Kaviraj Goswami wrote it. Nityananda Prabhu, one night he come to me and gave dream. Before that, my brother done some offense to Nityananda Prabhu. And I told my brother, "You have done much wrong. I do not want to stay in this family where you are staying." Like that, some. He have not much faith to Nityananda Prabhu, but he have faith to Mahaprabhu. But Kaviraj Goswami said, "You have faith Mahaprabhu, but not faith to Nityananda Prabhu. Then you are very offensive man, and I do not want to stay with you." That night he got dream. Nityananda Prabhu come and told to Krishna Das, "Are Hare Krishna Das, Nakuriya Bhai, Vrindavan Yahata Sarva Siddhi Hai." "Krishna Das, don't be fearful. I am giving permission, you go to Vrindavan. There is Rupa and Sanatan, Jiva Goswami, everybody of Mahaprabhu's followers there. You go and join with them, and you will got the service, exclusive service to Radha Krishna in Vrindavan." He get blessings, and the morning come, and he ran to Vrindavan with the blessings of Nityananda Prabhu. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami commented in his book that Nityananda Prabhu's kripa, blessings, given me everything. I come in Vrindavan, I have got the service. I have got the service to Roop, Sanatan, Jeev, Raghunath, everybody. And everything happened by the blessings of Nityananda Prabhu. And in our Guru Maharaj's life also, Nityananda Prabhu's influence we can see. Otherwise, we not will got the blessings of Guru Maharaj. English is not good, but I cannot explain in English, but I am trying to tell. Before Guru Maharaj not taking disciples, when Guru Maharaj come out from Gauri Math, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's Gauri Math, they are quarreling very much, two parties for the property. Then Guru Maharaj tried to cooperate with them, but they are very much quarreling, fighting, etc., etc., going. Then Guru Maharaj come out from Gauri Math. That is, Guru Maharaj was very good friend of head of the mission of Gauri Math. And Guru Maharaj have much respect for Kunja Babu, who was the secretary of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Then he come out, but he do not want to take disciples. And Guru Maharaj in the time of Saraswati Thakur preach so much in India. Bombay, Delhi, Madras, Kurukshetra, Chatgaon, Bangladesh, everywhere, Dhaka, Maimonsingh, Bagura, everywhere Guru Maharaj has gone and preached very successfully. And Guru Maharaj think my preaching life not necessary to maintain. I want to stay alone. And with Chaitanya Charitamrita and Bhagavat, I spend my last life. And hiddenly he come out with one book, Chaitanya Charitamrita, and one Srimad Bhagavat. And he was in Navadvip, in the Ganges, bank of Ganges, there, one house. He took one room there, 2 rupees per month rent. And hiddenly he is staying there, and all the god brothers of Guru Maharaj searching, where is Sridhar Maharaj, where is Sridhar Maharaj? We need the association of Sridhar Maharaj, and he will be head of us. And Keshava Maharaj, Goswami Maharaj, Jajavar Maharaj, Parbat Maharaj, many of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's big acharya, they come out from Gauri Math. Lastly come out Guru Maharaj. Guru Maharaj come out last. But they are searching, where is Sridhar Maharaj? We need association of Sridhar Maharaj. And he will be head of us, and we shall start again another Gauri Math. This was his, their desire. But they, 1 year they search, 1 or 2 years they search to Guru Maharaj, but cannot see. And they are very hopeless. This way, one day somebody seen Guru Maharaj taking bath in Ganges. Guru Maharaj every day taking bath in Ganges, doing Tulasi Seva and Giridhari. Here is Giridhari. He is offering to Giridhari Shila and taking once in a day. And whole day reading, some writing, spending and chanting and spending his day by day program. Then they have seen Guru Maharaj in that house, that room, and they told to Keshav Maharaj, Narahari Prabhu, everybody, and they all come to see Guru Maharaj, and forcefully they want to take Guru Maharaj from that room. But Guru Maharaj said yes. But until you not starting, I shall stay here one house, that house. Magerbari. That's called Magerbari. That house now demise. By the people, I want to buy that house, but not successful. Anyhow, staying Guru Maharaj that time, and Keshav Maharaj, he said, Jaja Maharaj, Manu Maharaj, everybody said to Guru Maharaj, yeah, we want to start another institution for preaching, and you must be head there. Then Guru Maharaj said, no, I shall not take disciples. Two cause, Guru Maharaj is not enthusiastic taking disciples first, and second, Vasudev Prabhu, who is the head of the mission of Gauriya Math, he was Guru Maharaj's very close friend. He fell down, but he was Vaishnava and close friend of Guru Maharaj. Then Guru Maharaj told them, if I take disciples, they will think I am enthusiastic to taking disciples. That is, I come out from Gauriya Math. But, and I do not want to preach again. I want to spend my last life for practicing Krishna consciousness, reading Chaitanya Charitamrita, Bhagavad, and I think something. This is enough for my last life. But when they heavily told to Guru Maharaj, then Guru Maharaj told to Keshav Maharaj, if you want to take sannyas, I shall give you sannyas. And you preach, no problem. Then Keshav Maharaj very enthusiastically took sannyas from Guru Maharaj. Narsingh Maharaj took sannyas from Guru Maharaj. Goswami Maharaj took sannyas from Guru Maharaj. Madhav Maharaj took sannyas that time. And Guru Maharaj gave the charge to Jajavar Maharaj. And Jajavar Maharaj will do disciples. And everybody will help him. This way, Samananda Gauriya Math in Midnapur Lucky Maharaj. Jajavar Maharaj taking the disciples and everybody preaching very enthusiastically, and Guru Maharaj's advisor, as an advisor, he is staying with all. Then here, Devananda Gauriya Math, Guru Maharaj gave the sannyas to Keshav Maharaj, and all charge given to Keshav Maharaj, and said, you take disciple, and you preach from this mat, this is your own mat. And Keshav Maharaj preaching from Devananda Gauri Math, Jayavar Maharaj preaching from Mannapur Math, and Madhav Maharaj that time not took sannyas, he was Haigi Brahmachari, but Narsingh Maharaj took sannyas from Guru Maharaj and he stayed with Keshav Maharaj. But everybody doing disciple, taking disciple, and Guru Maharaj gave Goswami Maharaj. Goswami Maharaj only man who took disciple in the time of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur as a Ritti. Only man who took disciple in the time of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur as Ritti, and no other Ritti in Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's time. That is, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur not gone to London. And in London, somebody wants to take Diksha, and empowered by Saraswati Thakur, Goswami Maharaj, Javi Bhakti Saranga Goswami, he giving Harinam. That Goswami Maharaj also took sannyas from Guru Maharaj. Then Guru Maharaj told to Goswami Maharaj, your mot in Calcutta, and you try again preaching for our Guru Maharaj. And everybody went preaching all over India, then Guru Maharaj come alone in Chaitanya Saraswati Math this month. And that time also he is not taking disciple. Then Guru Maharaj staying here one thatched house, a small thatched house, they are Giridhari. And every day he is cleaning and maintaining this garden of Gidari, worshipping. Two brahmacharis was with Guru Maharaj, his god-brother, not disciple. And Guru Maharaj, time to time, going to Katwa, to other auspicious birthplace of the parts of Vaishnava of Mahaprabhu. Then one day Guru Maharaj has gone to Ekachakra gram, village Ekachakra, where appeared Sri Nityananda Prabhu, Ekachakra, in Birbhum district. Nityananda Prabhu's appearance place. Bir Chandrapur, that village's name. And Guru Maharaj went there. Nityananda Prabhu, for Nityananda Prabhu's mercy, Guru Maharaj said it. I went for taking mercy of Nityananda Prabhu to Ekachakra village. And he fell down the lotus feet of Nityananda Prabhu. And he got sound inspiration from Nityananda Prabhu. You have so much property. You have so much wealth, not property, practically wealth, inside of your heart. You do not want to give that to others. Why you come to take mercy from me? Nityananda Prabhu told to Guru Maharaj, you have much wealth, you are not giving to others, and you want wealth, mercy, blessings from me? Not good. Then Guru Maharaj surprised, and Guru Maharaj thinks, yes, I have some wealth, no doubt. I have got from Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. You do disciple. Then, order of Nityananda Prabhu, he come back. But very cautious, not taking everybody as a disciple. Guru Maharaj thinks, I shall take few. That is the death of my guru. If I take disciple, then death of my guru is loan up. Fee, what are you want? Paid up.
Paid.
Then Guru Maharaj very cautiously took few, 2-3 disciples. And he is living in Chaitanya Saraswati Math. He put name Sri Chaitanya Saraswati Math. And one big bamboo he put it. There one flag. And wrote the slokas Srimad Chaitanya Saraswati Matha Vada Udgita Kirtir Jaya Sringi. You have seen in Prapanna Jivanamrita, last page. Glorification of this mod. Somebody joking to Guru Maharaj, you wrote this sloka, very big mod and glorified mod, but you have only one bamboo stick. and thatched house. But you wrote a very glorified mod's sloka, that type of sloka. And Guru Maharaj said, you will see in future what will be here. Then, after the blessings of Nityananda Prabhu, Guru Maharaj was very happy with few, 3-4. And sometimes going to preach to Jajavar Maharaj's mot, to Madhav Maharaj's mot, to Gosai Maharaj's mot, not going out. Only his god-brothers, they are inviting Guru Maharaj, and he is going there. And many people coming for taking initiation, and he is sending all to Gosai Maharaj, Jajavar Maharaj, Kesava Maharaj, like that. He is not taking disciples. By the order of Nityananda Prabhu, and Nityananda Prabhu's inspiration, Guru Maharaj took disciple. Very few. And after that, Guru Maharaj gradually so merciful to us, everybody. And that is, we have got initiation from Guru Maharaj. All over the world now chanting the name of Guru Maharaj. But that also coming by the blessings of Nityananda Prabhu. Otherwise, who would not got that? Even Swami Maharaj, our Siksha Guru, Swami Maharaj, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, come to take sannyas from Guru Maharaj. And he was close friend, god brother, and very close, Swami Maharaj and Guru Maharaj. Guru Maharaj stayed Swami Maharaj's house 10 years, maybe 8 years, 10 years. And that time I was there in charge in Calcutta Mott. That is my relationship also Swami Maharaj, like son father. Guru Maharaj is not staying always, but I am staying there. And I am and Harichandan Prabhu. And he also. 1 year junior here in this mott. But he is staying there mott. When I am staying, not staying, he is staying there. And Guru Maharaj gave order to learn Srimad Bhagavad Gita from Swami Maharaj to me. And Swami Maharaj also was very enthusiastic. That time I have seen back to Godhead. When I joined in this mott, 1947 I joined. And that time first I went to Puri with Guru Maharaj and come back to Midnapur and from there to Calcutta. And from there to Vrindavan, 1947. At that time, from that time, we was there in Swami Maharaj's house. And I did also Sanskrit, etc. in Calcutta, Vrindavan, Navadvip. But in Calcutta Mott, we stayed with Srila Swami Maharaj. And lastly, Swami Maharaj gone very poor position, cannot maintain his family life with money. He was very broad-hearted man. What money coming, he is spending all like that. That is, much money coming, but all spending, how to maintain his family. Then Swami Maharaj's sister, Pishima, you know the Pishima, said to Swami Maharaj, you take sannyas, you go out from your family. And Swami Maharaj said, yes, I can take sannyas, but who will maintain my family? Well, what you are maintaining? Not necessary. We shall see, you go. And Swami Maharaj come to Guru Maharaj and ask sannyas. And Guru Maharaj said, your family like my family. If I give sannyas, they will, everybody chastise me. Then you don't take no sannyas. You wait 6 months. You see what happening in your family, then you take sannyas. Then nobody will chastise me. But Swami Maharaj was very straight. He said, no, if I don't take sannyas now, I cannot take. Then I need sannyas. Then Guru Maharaj said, I cannot keep sannyas to you. But you want the mantra from me. I gave mantra to Kesava Maharaj, you go to Kesava Maharaj. And take sannyas from there, nobody will chastise me. Then Swami Maharaj went to Kesava Maharaj and took sannyas from there. And after that his preaching program, he started. He tried very much hardly to preach. Especially all over the world preaching, his brain always working for what world preaching, how to preach in this world. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur ordered to Swami Maharaj, Abhay Babu, that time he was Abhay Babu, we are calling Abhay Babu. And Saraswati Thakur said to Swami Maharaj, you must preach the English world. English-speaking world. And it is in his mind, and he is always trying, he published back to Godhead that time, maybe not much, maybe 500 copies or 100,000 copies. And I am going with back to Godhead door to door. And I am also collecting that time only. I am only collector in Calcutta. There is no books with me, only Prapanna Jivanamritam books. Guru Maharaj's one book and other two books, Tattva Vivek, Bhaktivinoda Thakur's book, and Sri Chaitanya's Vaishishta, that book, 1, 2, 3 books. And back to Godhead, Swami Maharaj's magazine. I am going out for distributing and collecting the books. That time 25 paise was value of back to Godhead. But when money coming to Swami Maharaj using for preaching, that is, he cannot maintain properly his family. This was the difficulty. Before, Swami Maharaj was very rich man. But when he was poor, that time also he is going in first class, not third class. And I sometimes I chastise Swami Maharaj, why you are going first class? There is 8 times more than third class. The fare, train fare, 8 times double, 8 times. Then why are you going to first class? Well, I cannot go third class. But Guru Maharaj is always going in third class, he is not going first class. Once I have seen Guru Maharaj going in second, inter class, from Calcutta to Vrindavan, when I am going to Vrindavan with Guru Maharaj, that time myself and other 4 or 5 brahmacharis, myself and Guru Maharaj in inter class. But as a servant, I have got one ticket, and Guru Maharaj in inter class. And all the brahmacharis in third class. But the whole life Guru Maharaj is always going in third class. And Swami Maharaj is always going in first class, minimum second class. Right? Not available. This was the nature. Guru Maharaj like Goswami's nature. And Swami Maharaj's nature was like Prabhupada, broad, like Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, very broad. Using the money ran down. But Guru Maharaj was very cautious. That is my type also, little cautious, always. But Guru Maharaj spending money, so much spending for the preaching, not for him. But Swami Maharaj said, if I go in first class, there are first class people going in first class. And I can meet with them, and I can preach them, the first class people, and Sridhar Maharaj will preach third class people. This was the idea. Big acharya, they have many nature.
They're joking with each other.
Yeah. Just Sridhar Maharaj, Sridhar Maharaj will preach. In third class, there is third class people going. And I am going in first class, there is first class people going. Like that. Anyhow, they both was very close friend. And Swami Maharaj told in his lecture there, you are very intimate. We was very intimate. Anyhow, after that Guru Maharaj was very merciful to us, that is, all the Western devotee he accepted as a disciple. He do not want to. Here is something contact with Guru Maharaj and myself. And Guru Maharaj do not want to take disciple of Swami Maharaj. Guru Maharaj said, he was my friend. If I, ISKCON is my child, ISKCON's people like my child. Then if I take disciple, they will be disturb. But when Sudhir Goswami and others, first come Charuswami, Sudhir Goswami, Sarva Bhavan, etc., they requested to Guru Maharaj. Many come to Guru Maharaj and said, if you not accept us, we shall go our before life. Mane, go back to our house, but we shall not go back to ISKCON. Then Guru Maharaj, I told Guru Maharaj, if you not accept, they will go back to their house and call me life. That is not good, Maharaj. What preach Swami Maharaj in this world? Krishna consciousness. If left the Krishna consciousness, they will go back to karmic life. That is also very bad for our preaching. And you must accept them. Guru Maharaj has not given anybody diksha who got diksha from Swami Maharaj. Guru Maharaj has given, recognized him. Yes, you are disciple of Swami Maharaj. And you are satisfied with Swami Maharaj, that is enough for you. But more anything he wants to know from me, I shall learn, I shall teach you. I shall teach you. And Swami Maharaj told to Guru Maharaj, I am bringing the raw materials from the West. You rectify them. That is, I have right to rectify sometimes. But they are all Vaishnava who got mantra from Swami Maharaj. This way, Guru Maharaj has much affection with the ISKCON devotee. They have many times done many things wrong against Guru Maharaj. But Guru Maharaj is always so much merciful. While lastly, the governing body commission, GBC, lastly come to Guru Maharaj for apologizing. And six acharya came here. And Guru Maharaj gave everybody embrace to Guru Maharaj. And Guru Maharaj crying, you are my child. You are Swami Maharaj's child, means my child. I cannot take your offenses. You don't mind. And Guru Maharaj giving embrace, especially Tamal Krishna Maharaj. Guru Maharaj liked Tamal Krishna Maharaj. Why? Tamal Krishna Maharaj was like naughty boy of Swami Maharaj. I am also very naughty boy of Guru Maharaj, but Tamal Krishna Maharaj